Hello and welcome to Press TV's News Analysis. Coming to you from Tehran, I'm Marzieh Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, more hypocrisy seems to be exposed in policies coming out of Europe as the European Union waves a flag of human rights, freedom, and free speech with its latest move against 19 Iranian TV and radio stations. They have shown a different reality. And as the EU blames the satellite company for the ban, Eutelsat company blames the EU for ordering it to take the stations off the satellite. We will try to weed through this web of duplicity on this news analysis.
European governments claim to advocate all kinds of freedoms, freedom of religion, freedom of expression, and so on. But how true is their claim? The litmus test for their intolerance towards alternative views is the latest move to ban 19 Iranian satellite channels and radio stations. Europe's largest satellite provider and media services company said they seized transmission of the channels at the behest of the EU Commission. But a senior EU official has denied the claim, saying that the bloc never ordered the companies to pull the Iranian channels off satellite. So, why did Eutelsat and Argiva lie about their move, and what is their intention?
This is not happening simply because they're unhappy with the Iranian government. They're unhappy with their own people. They don't want people in Europe and America critical of the governments there, and they want to kind of quiet all the voices like Press TV and others that are giving a platform for people who are critical of what's going on. So you have to look at this not just in terms of Europe versus Iran, but Europe, in this case, organized Europe against free expression.
Press TV contacted French satellite telecommunications provider Eutelsat and asked the reason behind the ban. They blamed the EU, saying the European bloc imposed a blackout on Iranian channels.
We terminated the contracts because that was the order of the European Commission, so that's, we had to follow it. But not under our initiative that we took this decision.
However, the European bloc has denied the claim, saying its new unilateral sanctions against Iran do not include telecommunications.
The European Union on Monday has adopted new restrictive measures against Iran, but they focus on finance, energy, trade, and transport, not telecommunications, and do not contain elements which could have forced Eutelsat to take such a step.
Here you see two conflicting statements. On the one hand, the spokeswoman for the EU foreign policy chief denies EU's involvement in the move, while, on the other, the area manager of the European satellite company Eutelsat says it's pulled the plug on Iranian channels on an order by the European Commission. Following the EU official statement, the European satellite company refused to make further comments.
It sounds like the Eutelsat leadership doesn't want to answer this very simple question, because I talked to Catherine Ashton's office last night, and they told me that the decision to take Press TV off the air was a decision made by the Eutelsat, not by the EU. And I wanted to get Eutelsat's reaction to the EU statement. I wanted to get your side of the story, but you don't want your side of the story to be published.
Thank you for holding, sir. Could you call her in 1 hour, 30 minutes?
The satellite company's refusal to respond brings up other possibilities. One is that the shutdown could be part of a secret agreement with Iran's enemies who seek to mute an alternative voice. The Israeli regime may be complicit in this matter.
We did a strong background check on the decision-making, where the origins of this came from, and it came from the company of Eutelsat. This is essentially a unilateral decision made by a Michel DeRozan, an Israeli citizen that controls Eutelsat, an Israeli-owned company that runs about 25% of the news programs in the world.
Well, I'd like to welcome my guest to the program from Los Angeles, from Code Pink, Ty Berry. Executive Intelligence Review, William Jones out of Washington. And author and journalist Afshin Ratansi out of London. Thank you all for being with us. We appreciate it. Well, let's start this off in L.A. now. Europe's largest satellite provider and media services companies, Eutelsat and Arqiva, initially said that the EU Commission ordered them to ban 19 Iranian TV channels and radio stations, but a senior official told us that the bloc did not issue such a decision. Why do you think that we're seeing such a difference in this blame game? One is saying that they had been ordered by the EU, and the other is denying it.
This bodes back to the Reagan administration, where they said that plausible deniability. Anyone can say anything they want nowadays, and they don't have to take responsibility. The United States is obviously behind every attack on Iran. They're stopping Iran from proceeding with its duty to protect its citizenry and its duty to protect the people of Iran in every case. And we abhor the United States and the EU in stopping the transmission of any kind of information going into Iran as we see it. We are opposed to Iran being blocked off. We're opposed to the sanctions. The sanctions are meant to kill innocent people, as we saw in Iraq. They killed 500,000 Iraqi children in their duplicity in claiming that they were protecting the rights of Americans. This is wrongheaded. Iran has every right to expand its nuclear capability. It has every right to expand its nuclear power structure. And as one person who is against nuclear energy, I will tell you, I approve of Iran approaching nuclear capability because it will not allow Iran to produce the chemicals that will pollute our air more.
Okay, well, let me get Bill Jones in on this discussion. Now, as our previous guest, Ty Berry, said, that basically they have taken what he considers illegal actions as far as the sanctions and also taking the stations off the satellite. I want to look at that from the legal perspective. How can the EU or the satellite provider, whoever is actually responsible for the ban, how can they actually legally do this as long as these stations are meeting the technical rules and regulations that are required?
Well, it seems likely that politics trumps press freedom in this particular instance. It's hard to say what the truth is. It seems to me like it's the same kind of cloud that we had over the explanations about what happened at Benghazi here over the last week. It took about a week or 10 days before the real story came out. EU may have been putting pressure on the satellite companies. Obviously, they have their sanctions. They admit that the sanctions do not cover telecommunications. But nevertheless, a wink and a nod can be made to the satellite providers to let them know that that the EU would not be unhappy if they dropped the service to the Iranian station. But at the same time, it may be other forces that are involved in here. Eutelsat, of course, it's not a business decision for them. They're going to lose money on that, so obviously that didn't take consideration. There must have been other pressure coming, and as your report indicated, maybe there was an Israeli angle to this thing. You got the problem that it is a privately owned company, and they can take their decisions in accordance with whatever the legislation is, and I believe there are restrictions for using any kind of political judgment in trying to restrict legitimate stations from broadcasting. So I think there is a case here for legal action. But I think because both parties are telling different stories, it's going to take a while before we actually find out who is the perpetrator behind this action.
Well, let me turn to journalist Afshin Ratansi in London. Now, Afshin, how dangerous is a precedent, is this? As Bill Jones has said, that perhaps legal actions could be taken, that they have based it perhaps on some type of political perspective. But in general, where then does the line stop? Where's the line drawn? How dangerous is this for other entities?
The line just goes on and on here in Europe. Tig and Bill are lucky. They have the U.S. Constitution protecting freedom of speech in the United States. We all know how nuanced the banning of news, views, commentary in the United States is. It's done through bureaucratic structures, done through law enforcement of a different kind, sometimes a criminal law, that kind of thing. But here in the continent of Europe, obviously I'm speaking to you from London, and Britain was the first country to ban Press TV outright using its censorship agency, Ofcom. And we know from WikiLeaks the process by... that was the denouement of quite a long process. But now the entire continent of Europe, and now a murky process indeed, because Press TV itself seems to have exposed that 1 minute it's the European Commission ordering, and the next minute... it's not. It's just a private company deciding to ban free speech in Europe. So we have a lot of answers that we need, and mainstream media, they're not interested in the banning censorship of a TV channel. In that sense, it's a bit like the United States during the McCarthy times, when big media in America wouldn't cover the wholesale destruction of so many lives of those trying to illuminate the truth to the public.
Okay, well, Ty Berry, I want to look at something that Bill Jones brought up about, and we've had other analysts on the program talking about the possible angle that the CEO of Eutelsat, Michel DeRozan, is actually a dual French-Israeli citizen. How much do you think that that could have played a role in all of this?
Well, absolutely. We see the Israeli government complicit in shutting down many of our information channels. We see that Press TV, I was just in Pakistan. I went to the Pakistan tribal areas with a delegation of 35 people to protest the drone strikes there. And we saw a blackout of our going to Waziristan on American TV. We see that there is a blackout. We see that American TV does not allow the American electorate to understand what their rogue president is doing right now. We see that the people are not allowed to have the information to make a decision in 2012 as to who will be president and what will be decided. We see that the military industrial complex has taken control on all of our media, our information. And I was approached by many people in Pakistan, here in the United States, who said, thank God for Press TV, thank God for the interviews I've seen you on, and we need to have that information out. And we need to continue to have that information. And I do see that the Israelis, that Israeli surrogates on the outside are stopping our ability to understand that that Iran is only interested in peaceful nuclear energy programs.
Let me just jump in here for a second. How would Israel then benefit from having Iranian stations taken off the air?
Well, we would see that Iran, if it had its own peaceful nuclear program, that they would become very powerful and they would be able to speak out against the issues in Palestine. I've been to Palestine so many times and I've seen the murder and the rape and the horrible way that the settlers and the Israeli Zionist regime has attacked the due rights of Palestinian residents in the area. And if Iran was able to free up its energy program to spend its money on focusing on the rights of the Palestinians, I think that's a great threat to the Zionist regime in Israel at the moment.
Okay, well, let me turn it back to Washington, get Bill Jones back in on this. Well, let's look at it. In this age of technology, though, can they really stop messages like this from independent stations really getting out? Because, of course, we know there are so many other ways of accessing from the internet or the smartphones or so many aspects. Can this really stop the message of these stations, such as Press TV, from getting out?
Well, certainly not entirely, although they're definitely going to be making an effort at doing that. Let's look at the media coverage that you see from our national media, also in Europe from the national media there. There's a lot of pressure being put on the national stations to kind of curtail the news to fit the political needs of the moment. We have that. If you look at most of our newscasts in the United States, you turn the channels from one channel to the next, you see most of the reporters saying pretty much the same thing, reporting pretty much the same news. That has changed, as has been touted time and again, by the globalization, because now you have international channels, satellite TV, where there is access. And of course, it affects the situation with regard to Iran, because Iranian TV can then broadcast what's actually happening there, as well as broadcast some of the things that are happening in Europe and the United States that the other channels don't want to cover. And I think there's definitely an attempt to curtail that news in order to kind of a population control. If you're preparing action, war, or sanctions against another country, you want to paint them as evilly as you can, and therefore any information that contradicts that, you're going to try and cut off. I think this is the type of thing that's being done with Press TV.
Okay, what about that, Avshin? Is it that they are afraid of the message that Press TV and other independent channels are putting out? Or is it, as our previous guest has said, that actually it will show Iran in a different picture, one that perhaps the West does not want their residents to see?
It's definitely both those reasons. I mean, I've worked for all the corporate channels, from CNN to Bloomberg to the BBC, and the news on Press TV is very different indeed. You led today on those riots in Greece. That wasn't...
Okay, I guess we've lost Avshin. Hopefully we can get him back on that. But I'll pose the same question to Ty Berry. What do you think is the main reason behind this type of banning? Is it not to show Iran in a different light, or is it showing other stories that perhaps the mainstream media does not show?
As I said, I just got back from going on a peace march to Waziristan with 35 peace marchers. I was with Medea Benjamin, a noted peace activist in the United States. And I would like to say that many people approached me and they said, what about this movie that was shown in the world? The fact of the matter is, the prophet, peace be upon him, was portrayed, ridiculed, and these things were, the United States government said they could not take these off the net. The fact of the matter is, if they can take Press TV off the net, they can take this hate speech off the net, they can take these riotous causing speeches off the net as well. And people in Pakistan are unaware about what's going on in the United States, and they get their news messages from Press TV, they get their news messages from Al Jazeera, and we need to keep these channels open. I, as well, in the United States, look forward to Press TV, I look forward to Al Jazeera, I look forward to RT giving me an alternative news that I can listen to that will give us some kind of insight, because the lead up to the Iraq war was only portrayed as them versus us, not the poor versus the weak.
Okay, well, let me get Afshin back in on this. Afshin, I think you've joined us again, and you have worked for many many of these major stations. So tell me, you were talking about the difference in the way Press TV and other independent stations present the news.
Yes, that's right. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to be a conspiracy theorist about why I'm being cut off. Things are not easy for those who want to explain the other side of the story, just as they weren't just before the Iraq War and many other imperial wars carried out by the United States and Europe and their allies. So things really are getting tougher and tougher, leading some to even suggest that if there was indeed a war, they certainly wouldn't want Press TV's correspondents reporting from on the ground about casualties and so forth. That's one side of it. But the main reason, obviously, is to stop a whole new way of looking at the world being presented to populations across Europe. And hopefully the Internet will fill that gap, at least for the short term, because this is a historic, historic week. In the banning of a television station 3 days after Europe won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, Afshin, let me stay with you as a journalist, though. Does this, how dangerous is this in general when you have basically that stations can be blocked and pulled at will? What type of precedent does this set for us as journalists in the environments that we can work in?
Arguably, even more terrifying is the way that one's colleagues show such little solidarity in the mainstream media. They don't cover this story. There was one mention on the BBC of a banning of an entire television news channel. So things are going to get really, really difficult. And, of course, they're going to get difficult for Press TV correspondents because the authorities right across Europe do not want news from the bottom up getting to populations, especially at a time of massive austerity cuts that stretch from one end of Europe right to the other.
All right, well, Bill Jones, we're just about out of time, but in your perspective, what needs to be done in order to stop this tide of censorship?
Well, obviously measures should be taken to bring that out to the public knowledge, and if possible, legal measures should be taken to force the company to change that decision. I think there's a lot more rigorous poking around to see who's doing what to whom, to find out who the perpetrator is in this respect, and then to bring it out into the international media and to expose it, because this really can't continue in any kind of a free society. And we're less free than we were for a long time, but this press freedom is very important and shouldn't be violated in this manner.
All right, well, I'd like to thank all my guests. That brings us to the end of this program. Mr. Ty Berry from Los Angeles from Code Pink and Executive Intelligence Review, Mr. William Jones from Washington, and author and journalist, Mr. Afshin Ratansi from London. Thank you all for being with us. And thank you, viewers, for being with us right here at Press TV's News Analysis. Join us same time, same place tomorrow. I'm Marzia Hashimi signing out for myself and all the crew right here in Tehran. Thanks so much and goodbye.